Hi, everyone. Driving to work again today. And I got a lot of nice messages and PMs. I don't really share that much, I guess, but I have been lately. And I don't know. I don't really mind it. I'm not that public of a person in my real life. Like, on social media, I don't really share a lot. It's easy, again, because I'm anonymous here. But I will say that I've had some developments since yesterday, so that's good. I don't know if I really believe in jinxing things to talk about them. I know that that's a superstition. Don't talk about something before it happens, but let me go on a little tangent here for a minute. I believe in the law of attraction. It's a scientific term, and some people think it's totally bullshit, and others have seen it in practice. And it's about the power of manifestation, and sort of like what you think about and what you say and do and your actions lead to the outcome of something. I'm paraphrasing, and that's not worded well, but I've seen this happen before. It's how athletes envision themselves winning the race, or how they'll run the race, or how they're going to win that gold medal, and they envision themselves standing on that podium and taking that medal, or it being put around their necks. Things that help you believe that it's going to happen somehow have this sort of ripple effect, sort of like, but I guess this is a more literal sense. You know when someone does something nice for you and you smile? And maybe someone else sees that happen, and then they go do something nice for someone else, and then go do something nice for someone else. And it just continues on and creates this ripple effect, or this domino effect. It's sort of the same thing, but thoughts and actions, it's not always just actions. Back when I got out of my last bad job, it's very bumpy, sorry. Back when I got out of my last bad job, I did this. I completely was miserable and changed my mindset about, okay, I need to make a change to improve my situation. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm already, last night I already just came to the conclusion, like, okay, this isn't worth it. Let me get rid of this fancy title and do something that might be not as cool sounding, but I think I'm still sort of coming to terms with that. But the fact that I was able to see myself doing this, I think has had an impact on what's happened over the past 24 hours. I heard back from both places that I sent my resume and applied to, and I have interviews already. So, I know people in both places. It helps to know people and people who like you, because again, I mentioned yesterday that it's not so much about your resume as it is about who you know, because anyone can do a job, but if you don't fit in, or if you are not the right personality fit for something, then it's really not going to work out. I mean, basically in my case, I don't fit in with my coworkers. I don't play the game. I don't kiss their ass. I'm not rude, but I don't, feel like being someone I'm not. It's just not something that makes me happy. So anyway, I'm totally rambling, but you're listening, aren't you? I started thinking about myself in that job, and I started thinking, well, if I get this one job, the one that I think that I'd take over the two, I can see myself and how I would get to work. I could take mass transit. I wouldn't have to sit in traffic for 2 hours a day. I'd be able to walk a little bit to work. My schedule wouldn't be a 9-to-5. I would be able to have certain flex time. I would be around people. I would be around doing something that I love, that I know I love. And I heard through word of mouth last night that the person hiring, when they got my application, they said that they were really happy because they've been trying to get me to come work for them for years. So, I have an interview a week from today. Today is the day that I have to talk to my boss about the mistake I made that he's already reprimanded me about twice. So we have a meeting. We're having a meeting today to talk about that. So that's going to be fun. It's all I can do not to roll my eyes at him anymore. It's hard to be cordial to someone who's so disrespectful to you. And I'm not a bitch. I just am really tired of taking it. So when I go in there with him, I'm just going to be very cold and stoic and emotionless and deal with that as best I can, because I know I'm going to get out. I know it. I feel it. So that's going to be fun. I'm really not going to miss commuting if that's the case. There's a police car going by. I'm also not going to miss commuting. Sitting in traffic is just not my favorite thing to do. I don't think anyone likes it. I can ramble to you because I'm in traffic with my headless microphone, but so I'm trying to get through this week and be positive and feel like change is coming. I've had this whole manifestation law of attraction thing happen. Like, there were two major relationships in my life where I just saw, I was like, I know this is going to happen. I saw it happening. And I ended up being with those people for a long time. You can just see it working. You just know. It's like something you just know. Intuitively, I guess. There's some quantum physics at play there. We don't have to get into that because I don't know exactly what I'm talking about. But it's a rather dreary day here. It's supposed to rain a lot. It makes me sad. I would like it to be nice and sunny. Because I sit at a desk surrounded by like bright lights and near a copy machine. And when I look outside, I work in a high rise. When I look outside and all you see is like other skyscrapers and rain, I don't know. Not my favorite thing. I'm looking forward to a change. I guess part of me is a little... I don't feel like I've failed, but I definitely have learned something that I'm not cut out for that sort of environment. I knew that, though. I mean, I'm not... The type of people who succeed in corporate, I'm just not like that. I'm the child of two artists. I'm the child of two artists. My sibling is very successful in a big business, but he and I are personality-wise very different. What we value is very different. Our thoughts on almost everything are different. Politics, religion, we are very different people. He's someone who thinks that I am too sarcastic and sassy and that I'll be a bad influence on his child. So me being opinionated is a bad thing to my brother because I think he feels threatened by strong women. That's hard. You know, that's my family. My dad's also very brash. I'm not brash like my dad, but my dad is very brash and can be mean sometimes. But I'm a lot like my dad in some ways, and I can be very stubborn. And I hold grudges not my favorite thing about myself, but I don't forget when someone does something and doesn't sincerely apologize for it. Because it takes a lot to gain my trust. So once you do something to lose my trust, I take that sting really hard. I'm not somebody who lets a lot of people in really, really close. I mean, I do have a lot of friends, but as you get older, you realize that some friendships you form when you're younger aren't really meant to be, don't work out. A lot of my really good friendships I formed later in my life, there's some sort of a trailer in front of me, and I'm wondering what they're carrying. It looks like it could have a horse in it, but it's not. It doesn't have a horse in it, but it's shaped like those trailer hitches that have horses. A horse on the highway. That sounds like a children's book. Maybe I'll write it. A horse on the highway. That's something I want to get back into as well. I know I mentioned it. I was talking in that movies questionnaire, and I mentioned the children's book that I started in college, and I can draw, so it would be kind of cool to put something together like that. Even if nothing ever comes of it, I could have it made and give it to my niece, the niece that I'm too sassy to be around. God, what a funny thing to say. I don't even take offense. I took it as a compliment. You know, sassy women, they fucking rule the world. You know who was a sassy woman? Amelia Earhart. You know who was a sassy woman? Queen Elizabeth I. You know who was a sassy woman? Margaret Thatcher. You know who was a sassy woman? Oprah. Michelle Obama. Sassy women. I will happily be a sassy woman any day of the fucking week. God, I'm going to hit some rain. It might be hard to hear me. So this morning I have a banana next to me because I figured some potassium wouldn't hurt. I have my gluten-free bagels in the fridge at work. I decided to spend a little bit more time getting ready this morning. So instead of showering later like I normally do at night, I woke up and showered and tried to fix my hair. It's a little floofy today because of the weather. But I put on some of my favorite perfume, and it's this fancy French perfume, and it's not, there's many different kinds of perfume, and some of it is really heavily, like, a fragrance bomb, and some of it's really light. I tend to wear the lighter stuff, so it's not going to knock anybody out. I'm very sensitive to smell, too. That's why I have to wear the expensive stuff, because I'm allergic to a lot of the synthetic perfumes. Or things that use cheaper ingredients, unfortunately. Story of my life, having to buy expensive products because I'm allergic to everything. but I'm wearing one called La Chaise au Papillon, and it means the dance of the butterflies. And it smells just heavenly. So I smell fantastic. Gosh, so many things going on. Ambulance. So I'm wearing that. I actually am wearing my hair sort of styled today, which I normally don't do it this way. Maybe I'll go see a movie tonight. Anybody have any movie recommendations for me? I saw La La Land. I'd like to see Nocturnal Animals. I want to see Patterson. I'd like to see 20th Century Women. That just came out. I think that came out this weekend, or did it just come out? It might not even be playing where I am right now. But if anyone has any good movie recommendations for me, let me know. I'm going on tangents here. I don't know, I guess movies have been on my mind. I've been, after that movie questionnaire and the answers of things that I didn't think that I answered well. I kept thinking of things after the fact, like maybe one day I'll just wax about film on the way to work. Until I get my new job and I won't have to commute. There's there's this gray cloud over the city. It just looks so bleak. Meh. I got a PM from someone, and this was maybe a week or two ago. I think that they listened to my, I don't know if they listened to your ramble or read some writing of mine, but they said I reminded them of Mia from La La Land, which is kind of cool. It's also a little bit hitting close to home because I don't want to shatter any illusions of what you think I look like. So if you don't want to hear this, fast forward a few seconds, okay? Promise me? You promise me? I get told I look like Emma Stone, so that was kind of funny. Also, I loved that movie, and I am a dreamer, so it's accurate. It's an accurate depiction. I'm not a super young lassie anymore, but I'll happily be a dreamer who sees beautiful things and wants the best for everyone, sees people's potential and tries to encourage it. I don't really know any other way. Oh man. I was thinking about something one of you said. I needed to comment back to you. Shit, I haven't done that. You're talking about my friends and how you don't have a friend that would come to your rescue like that and cook you a meal. You will. You'll find those people. You make time for those people too when you find them. Because when you get older, as you get older, I mean, everybody has things that come up. People get married, have kids, change jobs, move cities. You make time for people like that in your life. Also, I think that a lot of this has to do with, over the past several years, myself and friends of mine have lost a lot of people close to us. Just life, you know? God, yesterday I was on Facebook and it tells you the birthdays of everyone, right? And yesterday I just hopped on because someone had sent me a message and I needed to read it. And it was the birthday of a friend of mine from high school who passed away a few years ago. That's always hard. I remember having this conversation with my father when he got mad at me on Christmas for talking about his aunt. I was just talking about some memory I had of her. I loved his aunts and uncles. His aunts in particular, my dad's aunts, were just fantastically wonderful, dynamic, bold, strong, sassy women. And I loved them. His mother was sassy too, but she was mean. She was so mean. And I look like her apparently. But I was talking about his aunt, one of his aunts. And he got mad and he's like, I'd rather not speak about that. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. I thought that I won't talk about her again. And he's just like, I'm losing people in my life and it's really upsetting. And the way he said it, and I understand that when you get to be that age, the age my father is, a lot of your friends are passing away. But the way he said it sounded like I had no idea what that was like. And I had to remind him, like, I've had friends die from heart attacks, cancer, all sorts of things, freak accidents. So when you find those people in your life, you make time for them, you know? Because life is too precious to be in a job that is soul-sucking or to spend around people who don't appreciate you. So I am making an effort this year, especially, to tell people who I appreciate and love that I appreciate and love them. I've already been doing that. It's just, I think, I don't want to get too political, but I think going into what we're about to go into that's going to be so important with how up in the air everything is right now. Being kind and compassionate and being around people you love and speaking about what you think and what's right. It's going to be very important. I've started doing this. I mean, I had started doing it sort of at odds with some of my family about the election. So that wasn't fun. And I hope that things aren't as bad as they seem they might be. That's all I'll say. But I think that art and punk rock are going to see a resurgence, and I think that I'm going to be writing a shit ton and singing and I'm talking about getting involved in a music project again, which is exciting. I was in this band for a very brief amount of time, and the guys I was in the band with, they wrote the music, and then they would pass it off to me, and I would make basically the melody, lyrics, vocals, and we would get together and say, okay, what works? Do I need to revise this? Do I need to change what I'm doing? And that was our songwriting style. I trusted them to make the music, and they trusted me to come up with what is this about and what's the message here. And then if I said, I'm struggling with this part here to fit what I did, then we would work together to figure it out. I'm talking with someone about doing a covers project and possibly buying an organ, an old organ, like beach house style, which would be really fun. Making music is something I always felt like I couldn't do. Like I can write, I can do the lyrics, I can sort of sing. But actually writing music, man, I mean, we can't be good at everything, right? We can't succeed and be talented in all things creative. I'm not saying that I'm fantastic in everything, but I know where some talents lie and some don't. And a lot of my friends are musicians, and I remember talking to one, and he said to me, one form of art doesn't trump the other. One form of art isn't better than the other. And it was like a little hand slap for me. I know. Like I'm just jealous because I want to do that too. I want to do everything. I want to try it all. I can't help it. It's just another form of creative expression that I wish I could do, if that makes sense. It's not I'm jealous that you're so good at this. It's that I'm jealous that I don't have the ability to express myself in this way, because I can do it in other ways. But I want, doesn't that makes you well-rounded when you're able to do many different things? I think maybe that's why I haven't stuck to one career path. Though I remember my dad telling me, you know, the whole life lesson that many people learn is, you know, find something you love to do. And it took him almost his whole life to do something he really loved to do. And he sort of happened on it by accident. Something he'd been doing, he was trying to do something, he was struggling. It wasn't quite working out. And a friend asked him to do something, and he did it. And that sort of became his business. So by word of mouth, I think it really speaks to something when you're passionate about something and you really love it. That's why the audios don't feel like a job to me. Actually making them, I love it. I love doing the editing. I love improvising. I love coming up with ideas. I like the challenge of acting, trying to put myself in a situation. I think someone mentioned they thought it was a lot of hard work. And I mean, I do. I put time into it, but I'm having a lot of fun. It doesn't feel like work at all. It's like, oh, I get excited. I'm going to do this. And I imagine people who do other forms of art feel the same way, right? I'm not saying that what I'm doing is art necessarily, but my friend who makes music, I'm sure there are times when it feels like work. When you're stuck on something, or you need you need creativity to come and it just doesn't come. Like, I've read all of this stuff about muses, authors and writers' muses, and I have my own thoughts on that. But many writers talk about you sit down and you wait for the muse to show up. And sometimes the muse doesn't show up, so you are forced to work really hard for it. Because moments of brilliance are few and far between. But it can spark something in us, you know. But you have to chase that. You can't just say, okay, here's this idea now, mystical being out there somewhere, write this for me. It doesn't happen like that. Some of my best stuff, I feel like it wasn't even my brain. It was just so stream of consciousness. I wonder if anyone's ever studied that, like the minds of people who are creative. I'm sure they have. Whole left brain, right brain ways of thinking. Though, I do know a lot of people who are extremely logical and technical, and they have creativity as well. I don't like lumping people into one section or the other. I have people who are really close to me who are like that, that I see their brilliance and genius in these ways that I can only dream of being. And I think that that's why it's helpful to know different kinds of people as well, not just lump yourself in with one click. Makes you well-rounded when you know people from all walks of life and don't have one thing that you do. You know, have a life outside of your job, have hobbies, passions. Makes life more interesting, that's for sure. Shit, I'm almost to work, and I don't want to stop this recording, so I might cut it off again, like I mentioned. Oh man, there's one of these cars that's got food, like an ad for food all over it, and it's making me hungry. I really jumped around a lot. I hope you guys don't mind. I just was thinking about some things that some of you have said in PMs and comments to me, and I wanted to talk about it a little bit. Also talking about sort of a follow-up from yesterday with my early morning pre-coffee, pre-breakfast voice. I'm about to turn into a parking deck for my high rise, so I will let you go. I hope you all have a wonderful day, and I'm signing off. Bye.